Leah Fitness on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
You've seen a gym 1,000 times before, rows of cross trainers, 25 quid a month coming out of your bank account, and you're never really seeing any value for that. Well, things are a bit different at Leah Fitness. For example, they put butter in the coffee, but that is just the tip of the iceberg. Personal training, physiotherapy, fitness classes, indoor cycling, a creche, physio pilates, all tailored for you. I've been down to have the induction in the personal training and pilates for now, but I think this might just be the start. I'm no stranger to exercise. I've been in a few gyms, perhaps not often enough, as the beer gut will allude to. But I'm in a consultation room with Alex at Leah Fitness. Alex, hello.
Hello, mate. Nice to meet you, Chris.
You too. So, you're keen to point out at this place that it's not a standard gym. It's not just a take the money and run type gym.
Yeah, we try and be a little bit different. The fitness industry is a bit of a funny one. It's got lots of places where people pay monthly, where people sort of turn up, they do the gym session, they go back home, they've got no support, they've got no real guidance on what to do. So we try and just change things up a touch, try and change things up.
Good stuff. Well, it's a wonderful setting in the Montpellier Quarter in Harrogate. It's a beautiful place to come, but it's a beautiful place to come for a workout as well. So we're in one of the physio consultation rooms, and as part of getting to know the people that come through your door, we have everything begins with an hour-long chat.
Yeah, it's because we try and do things quite personally, we need to know what people are about. We need to know what they do, we need to know what they want to do, what they are currently doing, and essentially the more things that we can get to know about them, the more information we can get, the more we can help them with, because there's more to fitness than just running around in circles. It's it's a little bit more complicated. So we try and learn things about people and get to know them as well, get to know the person rather than just being another number on our statistics.
Cool. So if you listen to this, first thing I want you to do is take the idea you have of a gym, rows of treadmills and screens and people cross trainers, and get rid of that, dismiss that, start again, and that's where the point I'm at. We're going to have this consultation chat, and we'll take it from there.
Perfect.
Let's crack on. So we're a few questions into this brilliant opening questionnaire. We've done perhaps what you'd expect, kind of what training I've done in the past and what my weight loss goals are. But then you come on to the lifestyle and health. You start asking me about stress and how busy my job is. And why is that relevant?
It's just an interesting one. It plays a part in fitness and health, and it's something that typically we don't really want to have too much of. So we'll get some people will come in and they'll know they're stressed because they're really busy. But then at the same time, some people will be either very stressed but not have much going on, or they will not feel stressed with loads going on. So if we can look at how they're sleeping, look at how they're training, look at what they're eating, and begin to just bring those levels down a little bit, then it can have a really good effect on them, actually. It can help them lose a little bit of body fat. It can get them feeling better. It can get them moving better.
So that's why you take the responsibility as a fitness centre more seriously than other kind of pay-as-you-go type gyms.
Yeah, well, I don't want to put down other places, but it's a case of, with our members here, we'll know them all. We care about the people that come down. As soon as someone comes in the door, we'll call them by name, we'll chat to them, we'll say how the day's been, we'll see, ask about the holiday last week and things like that.
So that's the initial consultation with you done, Alex. We've had a right long chat. It's been about an hour. He's not even once asked me for my direct debit information. So.
No, as I said, we like to get as much information as we can from people, because it's an hour for us to get to know each other. I mean, not saying that we're exactly best friends straight away, but say
I think we could be.
I'll add you on Facebook. But but say if we were now going to go into personal training, it's personal training. You want to know the person. I want to know who I'm working with. You want to know who's training you, and we want to have a little bit of a relationship, at risk of sounding like we've got candles out and done all that. But we want to have a little bit of that before we start, so that then we can have fun upstairs, we can have a good time. It's not just you coming in, seeing someone for an hour who's just a robot talking to you, telling you what to do and counting reps, and then leaving you to it. And it also allows us to get through all the content in the actual form. We can know as much as possible so that we can give tons of recommendations. We can look at different things. Obviously, Chris mentioned you've got shin splints, he's not sleeping that well. If we can assess the things that are causing issues first and correct those, then we can start to look at the other bits a little bit further down, so we can sort of trigger the weight loss, we can help the sleep, we can hopefully help the body move a little bit better and hopefully strengthen up.
So what's next? We've done the consultation form. What's the next part of the procedure?
So it takes a bit of reading on my part. We have a little look through. We see, we can sort of see bits that stand out. There are bits going through that we can, as trainers, can kind of pick up on, and we can see that we would ideally change, especially with the goals in mind, and then educate you up as much as we can. We don't want to With personal training, a big part of it is teaching clients as much as possible. Because if, say, if someone comes in and then they do 6 months of training, they do 6 months of work on their food, and then they 2 months later they have gone back to their old ways and said to put weight back on again, we haven't done our jobs.
So after my initial chat with Alex, I then met Elise, who is the centre manager, a physiotherapist and the Pilates instructor. And the physiotherapy with the Pilates works.
My name's Elise. I'm the centre manager and clinic manager as well, one of the head physios at Lear Fitness in Harrogate. We're now going to conduct your pre-Pilates assessment. So people who are interested in doing Pilates, it gives us a half hour to get to know you, get to know your personality, what kind of exercise you enjoy doing, if there's any medical reasons why you might be limited with certain exercises, and just kind of get to know your limitations, where your body strengths and weaknesses are, that kind of thing. Within this half hour, we do a functional screening to see where your body is at, so that when you come into a class, we tailor make those sessions for you. I have max of 8 in the classes, and I always say to my clients, as unprofessional as it might sound, I don't plan those classes, because I need to see who comes through the door, what their abilities are. I might say, oh, okay, Chris is in today. He really wants to work on his core strength, so I'm going to do a lot of pelvic stability and core stuff within this session to make sure he gets the most out of it.
And what I love, what's coming across so wonderfully well, is how much you love doing this.
Yes. Yeah, I really do. I love my job. I really, really do. And that's something we're really proud of all the bods who work here at Lear, is that is the case. And you will see that from all of us in the way we won't stop talking, the way we just want to shove all information on people as much as we can. And I think that's something our clients really appreciate as well, is that personable service.
Which again, I think just emphasizes how you're not just a take the direct debit details and run type gym, because the level of investment with the person as an individual is unprecedented.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. And when they have that email from me, well, from any of our staff, that also means they've got our email address. So I take calls, emails from people all the time saying, I've had a niggle, or I've had an issue with this exercise, what should I do? So we're very much about supporting that person. Like you said, it's not take the payment and that's it, they're done. Because it's not in our business, and it shouldn't be in anyone's business to break people. It's in our business to fix people, and I'm very proud of how we do that. So
I've only been in the building about an hour now, and already I've added you to my Christmas card list. That's how close I feel to you guys, I think.
Oh, that's good. I'm really glad. That's the kind of atmosphere we're trying to create. So if that comes through already, that's fantastic.
Good stuff. So for those that don't know, Montpellier Quarter, just around the corner from the Drum and Monkey. It's a lovely setting. It's gorgeous.
We always say down the hill from Betty's. People always ask where we are. And when we say downhill to Betty's, oh, that's fine. We know where you are.
And I'm looking forward to this journey. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. Can't wait to get started.
Lear Fitness on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.